with words I thought I'd never speak. Awake and unafraid, asleep or dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for, the reunion of Wee Lenny after 4 years of hiatus. Here they go with their hit track, I'll Fly Away.
I wish that I could fly into the sky.
Oh, oh.
So very high, just like a dragonfly.
Used to one.
I fly above the trees. Over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to get away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
One. Wow, everybody, give a hand for Wee Lenny. Wow, great.
The final performance.
The final performance. You're not doing a reunion tour?
First and last.
You're not playing cello?
When was you at cello?
I must say, you gentlemen literally brought me to tears.
That was the reunion breakup tour. Celebrating the reunion of our breakup.
Yes.
Such a wonderful, bittersweet,
steely door.
Whatever happened between you guys? Why? What made you guys stop doing the music?
He was... AIDS and genocide.
Oh, that will do it.
He wished that he could fly. Anything.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to fly away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was really great that you guys chose Sir Gladys Joel for your comeback. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Thank you. Let's hear it one more time for Wee Lenny.
Yeah!
All right. Well, we're entering our third hour of the night, and I feel fresh as a spring chicken.
I feel great.
I could go for another three, to be honest.
I could go till morn.
I might go till morn, to be honest.
DJ
go long. I could go deep into the night.
DJ Esteban.
I can go long.
Wants to speak.
Okay, sorry, DJ Esteban.
I'm heading out.
You're heading out?
All I want to say is these last 2 hours have been something.
Hey, these last three.
But, I hope the final hour is just way different. That's all I have to say.
Why would you wish that? What about you? How are you feeling?
A little pretty odd.
Are you feeling different?
I'm feeling different.
You're saying you're different.
I'm different.
I'm different.
Yeah.
You're different.
I thought I was different.
Farewell.
Sweet. Yeah.
Jules and Grills.
DJ Esteban, everybody.
Good night.
DJ Munich, you heading out?
Yeah, I'm going home.
DJ Munich. Let's hear it for DJ Munich. DJ Mugen. Who? told us earlier, he's tired.
I'm tired, but this is fine.
D's nuts.
D's nuts.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar messing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, but your boot gone. And I beat the pussy like a new song. 2 Chainz, but I got me a few on. Everything hot, skip Luke Wong. Tell y'all to bust it open, Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy, but they wish they had me. And I wish a nigga would like a kitchen cabinet. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad habit. Bitch, sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number, man, a bad addict. Bro. You ain't going nowhere like a bad navvy. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic. I am so high, addict. I am so high like a addict. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. 2 Chainz, got your girl on the celly. And when I get off the celly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't shit you can tell me. Hair long, money long. Me and broke niggas, we don't get along. Hair long, money long. Me and broke niggas will get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. They told you $100K for a feature. Sound on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some head. Well, I might get some head, then I beat it up. I don't give a fuck, switch it up, nigga, live it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. Might valet park a Brinks truck.
What's it on that beat, ho?
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing.
Ladder safety. PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off the ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do it yourself project. Do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
You heard that. That was friend of the show, DJ Christopher Walken,
yes,
doing a lovely PSA about ladder safety.
Uber, that was a fucking amazing impression. I know all about ladder safety.
Yeah, you know all about... Who do we have telling us about ladder safety right now?
I worked the summer of construction. I know what I'm talking about. One, you need at least three rungs over the edge of the roof, okay? So that when you have a solid platform to step off of. Two, never put the ladder against the gutter. It will bend the gutter.
Okay,
always
good.
Need to put it against the siding or clapboard. If you're putting it against a roof, the edge of a roof, you need to put a 2x4 against it. Otherwise, you're going to bend the bottom two shingles.
So tell me, Mr. Ladder Expert, let us say you wanted to put a ladder in a tree. Where would it go on the tree to be a ladder?
Who is this?
I mean, answer my question first.
Huh? Answer one of them.
Please.
Preferably both.
Well, when it comes to ladders and trees, you gotta make like a squirrel and these nuts.
Oh my God.
Wait, what is the joke? I don't know. Could you explain it?
Encore.
Mr. Walken?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just this world is polluted with people who attempt comedy. And upon this act of attempting, figure out how to do whatever the opposite of comedy might be.
That's the sickest burn of all time.
Is apparently just a thought that has been so neglected and completely perturbed that we do not even have a name for it. It does not exist as a concept within the English language, so far as I can tell. And as you all know, I'm very fluent in English, the language of love, which is universal.
So, Mr. Walken.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you to two fellow actors.
Yes.
We've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, hello there, meeting you here again. It's so strange, it's crazy.
Oh no, this is actually Tom Cruise.
Oh, sorry, we have Tom Cruise.
That's I do get them mixed up quite often.
You love me for my performances in Mission Impossible.
Yes, that one.
Yes.
Where you drove the cat all over Mexico and stopped that gang of wallabies. It was great. It was you deserved that Oscar.
Caller, who is this?
Caller, you're on the air. It's Strictly 80s Joel. Yes?
Can I please speak to Jacob Hoover?
No.
No.
What's that? We've got
enough.
Some,
enough of that.
Just for those of you calling in on repeat right now, DJ Esteban and DJ Munich have left.
Yes, they're no longer here.
They're no longer here. You killed them.
Yes, they are dead.
You're responsible.
No, we killed them. So you would stop calling. We killed them.
Yeah. So
I hit the body.
We've been on this radio show for 4 years. We've worked really hard to get elite Hollywood guests into the studio.
We finally booked Tom Cruise.
Yes, Tom Cruise.
He fucking
here.
Loves Scientology.
Scientology.
Listen, don't even get me started on Scientology. I fucking love it. Right. I can't get enough of Scientology.
Right, I'm gonna ask.
Okay, you got me started. All right, I'm started. That you can't stop me now. Ask me a single question about it. You got a single question
about
Scientology? Name the top
five things about Scientology.
Oh my God! And do you want me to put X-Files in there as well?
No,
that's okay. That's
preposterous.
Completely unrelated to Scientology.
No. All right. Do you want me to stop like top to bottom or the reverse?
It's,
do you want like number
it's up
one
to
number
you,
five?
Mr. Cruise. Number five. It's
bottom,
not right, up to him.
Bottom to
Tom
Cruise. Okay. Okay, I'll start with number five. Okay, number five favorite thing about Scientology. Is the sweet little documentaries they make about it every year. And every year people think, oh, Scientology, it's so crazy. But then, you know, we all laugh about it, right. And we realize it's not crazy. It's just me religion.
Me religion.
Tom Cruise here.
Irish
you love
Tom
me.
Cruise.
You love me. You remember me from Mission Impossible. listeners.
They know.
And from Jack Reacher, favorite action film.
Good film.
My number four favorite thing about Scientology, Jack Reacher, great action film. Go see it in theaters or buy it on home video. Do they still have Blockbusters in the United States?
Like two.
Which I'm also from. I'm also from the United States.
Where in the United States are you from, Mr. Cruz?
Oh, you might be able to tell from the accent. I'm from Kentucky.
Mm. Ah, yes.
Yeah, of course.
I love Kentucky. I was born and raised there. Just don't ask me where.
Like, more around Louisville or like Lexington area?
Who won your Democratic primary today?
My Democratic primary is... Oh, the primary elections.
Yeah.
He's not a political person.
I'm not very political. I'm much more of an artist.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Cruz.
That's why they call me Tom Cruise.
I actually have no clue who you are. I haven't done any of my research before this interview.
You haven't done market research on me.
We just know you're famous.
Yeah. Well, you loved me in Mission Impossible.
See, I had heard that you were running for the Republican nomination for president, but then recently dropped out.
No, you're thinking of me, good mate, Johnny Depp.
Oh, sorry.
We were thinking of your brother. We were thinking of your brother, Ted Cruz.
I'm Tom Cruise.
Sorry, Tom, I'd like to hear what Johnny Depp has to say first.
Yeah, sorry if I wasn't invited, guys. I just tagged along with Tom here.
Johnny, what? Are you high? I told you not to be high for one fucking
Hey, listen, man, I'm going to be all right. I'm Johnny Depp. So you have any questions for me or what?
Sure.
What's your question there, new accent man?
How are you?
Might I ask who I'm talking to?
Yes. Katie Holmes.
Oh, shit.
Katie. Good Lord.
It's been so long, Tom.
No, it hasn't. You shit on me in the news just two fortnights past. I can't believe you'd say these awful things about me. You said that I believe in Scientology, which I do. It's an amazing religion.
You fucking love Scientology.
I know, I fucking love it, Katie. That's why we know each other. Let's get back together.
That's why you know each other?
Sure.
Katie, as much as I love Scientology, I only love you just a wee bit less.
Hey.
Now, that means something to you.
Truth. Let's go to Kentucky with each other.
Yeah, back to Kentucky, both of our home states.
Yarr! I declare this union be nullified.
Which famous Hollywood actress in the studio now?
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Oh, holy shit.
I'd be true, yes.
Holy shit, I've always wanted to meet Beyonce.
So have I.
Now I've been sitting here in the studio for the past 5 hours.
When life gives you Jack Lemmon... Beyonce makes lemonade.
That be true. I have some here. You may not want it now, but...
Wait, Beyonce.
It's very warm.
Beyonce.
It's been sitting out all day.
Queen Bey.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to say, are you actually a queen, like the Queen of England?
I be true. See, I'm a member of the royal family as much as anyone else.
See, now, my one issue with that is that the other members of the royal family are much whiter than you are. Your thoughts on that?
She's a Pacific Islanderman.
Oh, Pacific Islanderman. My second question, Beyonce, is that you always keep saying to me that you have hot sauce in your pocket, # swag.
It's actually it's bag.
Oh, you got hot sauce in your bag. It's not your pocket?
It's # pocket.
It's in your # pocket bag. The pocket of your bag? I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep up with
you. Well, I tell you what. I know that you've been through England yourself every once in a while, and the food there be so bland, it's unbearable.
I've never been to England. I don't know where that is.
Well,
on the map.
If you do
I couldn't
go,
point it out.
If you do go,
I'm not
from
with
fucking Kentucky.
Yeah, we're from Kentucky. Kentucky.
What I say, if you ever jump the pond and head over there, you're gonna need some hot sauce, or else the food's gonna go down
just
like a big old bowl of stinking gruel.
No flavor
whatsoever.
You're right, Beyonce.
Just flour byproduct and water.
Beyonce.
Cooked over a cold ember.
Beyonce, I'm gonna let you finish. How's your
life? Them's fighting words where I come from.
How's your love life?
Beautiful of life.
Let's talk.
Beyonce.
Yeah,
how's my boy Jay?
Oi, Jay. Jay is a fine fella. I tell you what, he fulfills me. in just about every manner imaginable.
Oh. Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, Beyonce, that's incredibly sexual.
Beyonce, what would you say if I told you we have Jay-Z entering the studio right now?
You have him here. Where's me lover boy? I gotta wrap me delicate arms around him. Feel his breath against
me
neck.
That's his ad-lib. You know he's here. It's Jay-Z.
Yo.
He's not a businessman. He's a...
I'm not a businessman. I'm a business, comma, man.
Darling, darling, sweetie, honey pie, how are you doing? Me loving me life.
I got 99 problems, Beyonce. But a bitch
list
ain't
them.
One because I got you.
That be
okay,
true.
Starting
that's,
with number
that's
nine.
If you have 99 problems,
say.
One of them is the X-Files. Go.
I can confidently say number seven is the X-Files on my list
we
of 99 problems.
Did not like the newest season on Netflix.
Yes.
We watched that together. It sucked.
What did you watch together?
I actually didn't
the newest X-Files.
I got to leave. I just wanted to say hello.
Yes. Well, it's good to see you. Glad you dropped off me lasagnas. Ta-ta.
Oh my God, Joe! Real quick break from these celebrity interviews for a second.
Oh me fucking God. What could this bullshit possibly be?
Remember those walls I built? Baby, they're tumbling down. You didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never even had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, you've got my angel now.
It's like I've been awakened.
You are on the air.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. What's up?
Charmed, I'm sure I'm Gil Faison.
Charmed, I'm sure Gil Faison. How's it going?
Oh, hello. I'm good. I'm just here calling from good old New York City.
Wait. Oh, it's New York City. I love that place. You know, this is me. This is George St. Giegland. How's it going, Gil?
Giegland, I thought that was you.
Gil Faison, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I was wondering if you've seen Henry Rollins lately.
I have not seen Henry Rollins lately. I've only seen my dear friend Alan Alda.
Oh, of course, of course. I had plans with Henry Rollins, but he's so busy with that blog.
Yeah, he does that blog, but I just, you know, my favorite thing about Henry Rollins is he loves the cocaine.
Of course. Oh, Shalom Cocaine.
We all, you know that Steely Dan song, You Love Cocaine.
I like cocaine.
We all like cocaine. Chimed, I'm sure you're Gil Faison.
Of course I'm Gil Faison, but I'm also Chemo Gray.
Chemo Gray, lead actor of the film Boyhood.
How does it feel that you are dying and Baby Town lives on forever?
What'd you say?
He says, how do you feel that you're dying and Baby Town lives on forever?
Baby Town had one fucking season.
Baby Town is dead.
I don't give a shit about Baby Town.
It is an abandoned dead Baby Town.
And it's timeless, and we still get Facebook views maybe once a month.
So does GoPros of Tufts. It doesn't mean shit.
Hold on, quick question. How do you make a dead Baby Town float?
Oh, don't make a... I'm turning your mic off.
Yeah, turn that off.
Yeah, all right, he's off.
You know it.
He's off. We don't make those kind of jokes here.
Chemo.
But the answer is
we're race baiters, not baby baiters.
Chemo, why did you make Sam a LinkedIn page?
I just want him to get ahead.
Did you actually do it?
No, I did not.
Okay.
There's a great tip for those of you chilling here, Jack Lemmon.
Holy shit.
Are you guys just going? Were you playing Mitski?
No,
that was
Haddonfield co-ed singing Halo.
Oh, can you play Your Best American Girl by Mitski?
No, we actually cannot.
We won't do that.
We don't have the copyright to that.
But that's my request. It's the last show.
Well,
whoever said we took requests?
Sucks to be you.
We take calls, not requests. We take pizza orders.
Yeah,
you're bad, man.
Exclusively pizza orders.
But you were saying something before we started talking about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. I mean, I think Monica got a bad rap, but that's neither here nor there. I just want to say that I'm really proud of you boys. I've watched Rowan grow up for years.
Dude, he's been growing backwards, dude. He's Benjamin Button.
You know what they called me back in the day, Chemo?
The oldest baby. Oh, no.
Chemo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Please tell us the story of the oldest baby while you're here.
Sure. Well, this story involves my dear friend, Mr. George St. Giglin, also known as Mr. Joseph Leone.
Chimed in for Shaw Gil Faison.
So one day I was taking my young brother, Colin, to the park.
Hanks.
Because
Colin Hanks.
When you're a little baby boy, you want to go to little parks with other little baby boys. It's not weird, it's just nature. And I went with my good friend Joseph Leone, and Colin was playing. He was frolicking. You know, he was playing tag and kicking dirt in people's faces. And I happened to chance upon playing on the the seesaw. Possibly, it looked like Patrick Stewart's small. It looked like someone who had a retirement firm, a fund, but also had not quite learned how to count to 10.
And?
It was a very old baby, and I took
had
pictures
of it.
Had
enough already?
Take it to the base.
Uh-huh.
That was a soundboard.
You have sounds?
Yeah, we've got lots of sounds.
Oh, God.
We have so much sound.
You're off your game, Fox.
don't talk to me like that. And yeah, I took a picture of the oldest baby, and you can check them out at www.babytownfrolics.com.
Is that an actual website?
Yeah, I coded it myself.
Hello? Dude, how the fuck do you guys have a... Oh, you don't have a website.
Dude,
if you don't know that.
Once the
you don't have a strong internet connection.
I just went on it, dude.
Stronger. You can download it.
The day the internet died was the day the Worthingtons.com got taken down.
That's true.
And with that...
Oh, is that gone? Wait,
dude, yes, it's gone. Is that so heartbreaking?
The day that Derrickinsey.weebly.blogspot.com got taken down.
We could have a moment for that.
Bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. Say fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you pick up, I know he's not around. Uh-huh.
Can you
drink
right now?
I'm just saying you could do better.
George.
Talk over this Marvin's room real sensual, like, all right? All of our mics are off, just you.
Huh?
Talk real sensual, like, over this Drake. You're the only mic that's on.
Don't you talk you two to me.
Cups of the XO. All my people been here.
Rivers flowing. See all of her friends. Rivers Cuomo. Guess she don't Rivers Cruz. Can't get no more. Flags Rivers. Shoes. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'm a car. What I got for you? Say, fuck that nigga that you love. How are you guys going? I know you
still think about all day.
Don't. You got to end sometime, Joey. Face the reality. Face the light. Also, I'm pretty tired, but I just want to call and say congrats to you boys. Especially to my boy Drake.
Yo, Chemo.
Well, I'm sure he's there in the studio.
James Chemo Gray.
Yeah.
James Chemo Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service to this country.
My service was only performed to the Middle East. I'm a valiant soldier of the UAE.
You belong to the United Arab Emirates Army.
I do. They gave me a medal.
We just want to take some time to thank you for everything you've done for this country. And
I've literally done nothing for this country. I don't like this country.
You've done a lot for this country.
This one gets me every time.
You love keeping this country safe.
I don't. I actually like when there's more danger. It's more fun.
Spoken like a true UAE fighter.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on tonight, Chemo. It's been a pleasure to have you all these years on Strictly 80s, Joel.
UAE.
Strictly Audie's Kroll.
Strictly Audie's Kroll. You called in. Charmed, I'm sure. Gil Faison. This is George St. Giegland. Have a nice night.
I love you guys a lot. Make sure that you drink plenty of water and you get plenty of breath.
All right.
Love you too, Chemo.
Love you too, Chemo.
Good night, Chemo. Okay. It's great talking to you as always.
Over, yeah, we threw what a great party. American. I was just calling because they were just leaving. Talk to me, please. Don't have much to believe in. I need you right now. Are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels. I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them. I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week. I'll explain. Having a hard time. I'm adjusting to fame, spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl. I'm lucky that you picked up, lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Well,
I'm
sorry.
Are you drunk right now? I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. Start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come. I guess I'm about to just kick your head in.
Just thought while I hold your heart back. Her white friend said you niggas crazy. I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that. Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
Caller, you on? What's up?
I have a request to make.
Yes.
Sean Freights.
Request granted.
Oh.
Yo, everybody.
Sorry.
We had a request.
We did.
We had a request for Sean Freights.
Yes.
We're trying to make it happen. We have a technical difficulty.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
So, as we said earlier, we have the technology to get video footage through the microphones. We don't yet have the technology for Sean Freights.
Yeah. Wait.
Although, speaking of Make-A-Wish, do you know that Sean Freights has actually fulfilled more Make-A-Wishes?
DJ Don J.
Wait.
We have Tom Cruise in the studio, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hi, the name's Tom Cruise. You love me from Mission Impossible.
Yes.
I'm an American.
I might not love you from those.
Nah, you do.
I was rooting for the mission.
Nah.
I was rooting for the impossible mission.
You wanted it to be impossible.
Yes.
The impossible mission.
And that's why you love me, because I can do the impossible.
I mean,
that's why I'm an American hero named Tom Cruise.
I mean, at this point, they should
Wait.
Tom Cruise, we have a caller trying to reach you right now.
Who's the caller? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Wait, Dorian wants to talk to you. Sorry.
Yo. Yeah, what's up, caller?
Hey, Sean. I respect the keys of Marvin's room too much to interrupt. I had to ask. It's been on my mind for too long. And I just got to know. Is Ted Cruz the Zodiac Killer?
Yes.
We will ask his brother, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Tom, could you get off the phone?
Tom. Tom!
You've known him since he was in Canada.
Wait,
what's this F-C-O-J?
Oh, sorry. Could you repeat that?
You had me mic off.
Now, what is this question?
Tom?
I'm curious to know if Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. I gotta know.
You know him best. He's
good
your brother.
Good question. Okay. Let me respond to this in a very direct way. In Scientology, they have this saying, and they say...
This is not a direct way.
Don't speak to me when I speak. The name's Tom Cruise. You love me from Mission Impossible. So, in the Church of Scientology, they always say... They say to me, Tom, we love you. We loved you from Mission Impossible. We love your new film, Jack Reacher. See it in theaters or Blockbuster Video. And they say to me, they say, Tom,
we loved you from Mission Impossible.
Tom, we've loved you since you was just a wee kid. And here's the thing, Tom, we've always wondered about you. Is your cousin Ted Cruz, famous political candidate, is he the Zodiac Killer? And I say, guys, you love me in Mission Impossible. You love me in Jack Reacher. You're going to love me in all me films. So make sure to see him. And that is the direct answer to my question right there. I'm glad
you heard it here first.
There you go. That was incredibly straightforward.
I know you must have met Christian Bale in your day. I mean, you're a famous Hollywood actor, Tom, and you've written this Scientology to the top. But I've got one question for you, Tom. Have you heard of Huey Lewis in the news?
Oh, boy, have I. Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh, I think you'd love their newest album, Tom. You'll have to come over sometime, and I'll play it for you.
I would love that, whoever this random caller is. I'd love if you played me Huey Lewis in the news.
Tom Cruise, we actually have another caller who just called in and is on the line trying to reach you yeah. And your cousin Johnny Depp.
Who's this new guy?
He's in a storm.
Who's another caller?
Yeah, everyone wants to know. Caller.
Caller's here.
Caller is here. Hello,
he is in
caller.
Boy, that. With whom am I speaking?
You're speaking with rapper DJ Lady Freights.
Rapper DJ Lady Freights in the studio.
Oh, I don't do a lot of rapping anymore, though.
One would say you're not a rapper.
Wait. Rapper DJ Lighty Phrase. Now, this is the weirdest coincidence because I happen to love you. My name's Tom Cruise. You love me. But on the flip side, I also love you.
Jack Reacher,
see it in theaters or a Blockbuster Video. But I happen to love you as well. It would be a blessing to me, DJ Lighty Phrase, if you would just please drop 8 to 16 to 32 bars of freestyle rap for me.
So 64, to 64.
Or to 64. Honestly, DJ Rapper Lady Freights, you just rap as long as you feel like rapping, and I would happily sit here and listen to truly to all of you. Thank you.
All right, DJ Lady Freights, I've got a beat down for you.
This is not going to work.
Let's hear what you got.
Homies.
Oh,
what's the beat? I can't even hear it.
Well, it's playing on the radio. It's Homies by Insane Clown Posse. Just feel the beat.
Yeah, just go
feel,
in.
Just feel
in.
The beat. Go in.
Yo, you go in. Don't stress.
Go in. Yeah.
Go in.
Yeah.
I need some backup. I can't just go.
Yeah,
in.
We'll
no, wrap. We have it.
Yeah, we'll wrap after you. You go first.
You ready?
I have to go first.
Okay.
Lady Freights, please.
Lady Freights, just talk.
I can't.
Yeah, just
no.
Do,
you can't
just do anything.
But this is your Super Bowl.
Yes.
My Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rap.
And don't fuck it up and flash everyone, Janet Jackson.
Just say something that rhymes with Super Bowl.
All right.
Super Bowl.
Go in.
My name is Super Hole. I rap like a Super Bowl model. Killing it up the storm. Make it. God, that guy's face is fucked up. Jesus. Sorry, I got distracted. I was watching
the video. No, you did. You did that on purpose. That's okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah. Look at his face. It's really fucked up. Looks like someone melted it. That's all I got. My Super Bowl's a failure.
We're talking about homies, homies, and a short little friends. Talking about homies, homies. Thank you, DJ Lady Freights. It was a pleasure to have you. It was a pleasure to have you rap on the show one final time, with no beat that you can hear.
Yeah, I don't think I can continue, guys.
Sean, before you leave us, I'd like to say thank you for a great radio show over the last couple of years. I've listened to every episode.
I've tried my best.
Yeah, you've done a sensational job.
Your best? Not good enough.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Subpar.
No, don't listen
to
him.
Too much pressure.
No, you did a great job for today and for forever. Love you.
When is Tom Cruise coming home?
Shh, don't speak to me like that.
Tom Cruise to Kentucky?
Don't speak to him or his son ever again.
How dare you address me directly. You don't call me Tom. That's what my close friends call me.
If you're still on in an hour.
You're nothing but a fan.
All right, yeah, we'll be here in an hour.
I'm happy you like Jack Reacher, though. See you in
All right.
I'll see you later.
All right, see you, DJ Lady Freights. Tom Cruise.
Yeah?
It's been great.
Sensational.
I have one. It has been cheesecake. Sensational.
Tom, I've heard some things about you.
Oh, boy.
Beyond just Scientology. Getting the rumor mill started again.
I'm nervous now.
Where'd you read these things?
Hopefully only nice things, yeah?
Tim's?
Yeah. I read these things on rapgenius.com.
Rapgenius.
And I've heard that Tom Cruise is a rap genius.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
I've heard that he likes to drop some bars.
I'm the rap genius. I'm part of a genus, phylum, species.
There he goes.
You can see these fat bars.
Tom, calm down.
Yeah, you want me to slow down?
Slow down.
Shall I wait for the bait?
We're going to wait for the bait.
I'm impatient. That's what everyone always says about me.
What's the bait?
When they talk about me, they say, oh, that Tom Cruise, he's such an impatient bloke. They always says that in every interview. They also say
we love you from Mission Impossible.
They say, oh, you wouldn't believe how much love I get for Mission Impossible.
And they say, Jack Reacher, when's that in theaters?
They say, Jack Reacher.
Or Blockbuster.
It's in theaters internationally right now, except for Iran. It doesn't play in Iran. They don't like me there.
But do they have him in Blockbuster and around?
Oh, in every Blockbuster video that you can find. If you find a Blockbuster video, you'll find me videos in there. So it's very important.
So if you go to either of the Blockbuster videos,
yeah,
then yeah.
Good. Yeah. So Tom, are you ready to show off a little bit of your rap genius?
I'd like if DJ Ro Daddy would
I think
me up
DJ
first.
Ro Daddy needs to be the first to rap,
yeah,
because he has not
be
rapped
rap.
His entire
not,
time.
Not first.
Yeah, yeah.
Not first.
Will you, though?
I'll try.
I want a GOP pledge that you will rap.
Oh, a GOP pledge, so a non-pledge.
Yeah, so I'll let Christopher Walken take the first verse, and then Tom Cruise, and then Ro Daddy. You'll be in here. go in.
Great beat choice, Joe.
Christopher Walken, you ready?
Watch out, little bitch.
What? Oh, yes. Time to, yeah. Here we go. So, if you're watching this radio program, maybe you have to have some ham on your sandwich with your bread and jam. Jalapenos on your sandwich, making about $40 an hour.
Do it.
For your sandwich making, $40. Every hour on the hour.
You rap really slowly, Mr. Walken.
I was rapping? I was trying to order lunch. I do usually eat my lunch at 1:48 in the morning.
In the night.
He's
a thief in the night.
It's just when you get on that Hollywood schedule, you really have to adjust zones. Yeah, there's like 12 time zones between here and Los Angeles. So you have to have lunch at 8 in the morning, or 1 in the morning, or 2 in the morning. It's got to be in the morning when you have your lunch. And then you usually have breakfast mid-afternoon.
Mr. Wolf.
Dinner is gone. You replace it with either a large dessert.
This needs to stop.
Or
just more breakfast.
Say anything,
Mr. Walken,
like
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Where the fuck did he go?
He just knows when to get.
Yeah, he knows when to get.
He was there and then just... Like, it was as if he ceased to exist in that spot.
Let me just say what you will about Christopher Walken. He knows exactly when a bit has reached its end, and he will stop it precisely before it drags on too long.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Say what you will besides that.
Hey, I won't contradict
this,
you.
This beat gone on for too long.
You need a new beat?
New beat.
Yeah.
Freshen it up. Mr. Walken, actor though he is, his whole ham and jalapenos?
So what
the
just
fuck was
Google
he talking
right
about?
There?
Don't worry about it.
Did you just Google chill beats? Because I recognize that cow, and I've rapped over this beat before. You just Google chill hip hop instrumental?
Jazz hip hop instrumental.
Jazz hip hop instrumental.
Sorry, got unplugged. So who's going in? Tom Cruise?
Oi, Tom Cruise here. You want me to rap?
Is this too chill?
No, it's not too chill for me. I'm a chill guy. Everyone says, after they tell me about how much they...
Yo, let it go.
What happened? Oh, the beat's back.
Watch out, little
bit. Turn the beat up a little bit.
Turn it up in the headphones. Yeah.
Can headphone go louder?
Yo, you've been sleeping on me. My name's Tom Cruise. Hope you had a good nap. Hope you had a nice snooze. Hope you went in real deep with your dreams now. Because I'm about to make them come true. Oh, how? I'm glad you asked. I got a foolproof plan because you know I'm Tom Cruise, I'm the fucking man. I'm yes. Sorry about me language, you know that I'm so dirty. And when I'm chilling with Katie Holmes, I'm so flirty. And don't you know that my comedy game is strong? I make fun movies like Mission Impossible and Jack Reacher. You know it's in theaters, hit it up at your Blockbuster Video. I hope I see you there and you be going in so hard. You know that when I rap on the beat, I get so scarred by all my past experiences as Tom Cruise. You know I had Scientology and I know that I never lose because I'm such a winner. I have Katie Holmes cook me a nice homemade dinner. And then we get together and have a chill time because we're both movie stars and we in the limelight because you know I rhyme tight because I'm Tom Cruise. You know that I'm a motherfucking man. No shit. Yeah, I'm pretty famous. You know me. Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher, see it in theaters, international, so many screens, and I'm a lean, mean rapping machine, and you know that I get that fat green, stack it up so high, I'm like 2 Chainz, don't you know I got no alibi, yo, and I, okay, I guess you want me to stop there, I could have gone all night, because I'm Tom Cruise, oh, you want me to keep going then, that's the signal,
yeah.
Okay, Cause I'm Tom Cruise, you know that I can go all night. I'm like Mike Tyson, you know that I put up a dope fight. You know that I'll bite your fucking ear off, no lie. You know that I'm gonna take the next tier off. Don't you know that I'm the new tier, that's God tier. You know that I have no fear about anyone else in the game. And it's so clear, it's crystal clear like water, that I'm for the United States, I'm not from across the water.
I'm actually a U.S. citizen. Nobody I have been the
came
whole time.
To his birthday.
Oh, nobody
came to his birthday.
It's actually not true. I'm very popular.
Nobody came to his
Everyone
birthday.
Everyone loves me. You know me. You love
nobody
me.
Nobody came Tom to Cruise. His birthday.
Bro, Daddy, stop being shy.
You can't escape from this.
Yes, I can.
No, you've tried. You can't escape from this.
I will.
I'm going to let our final show tank if you don't rap.
Yeah.
You can rap in a character. It's actually easier, to be honest.
I found it much harder.
This is bro okay. Daddy rapping.
Oh. Couldn't even rhyme with crapping.
I'm rapping on this shit. I'm about to shoot this hard like a brick. I'm about to go in so hard.
Go in, man.
Yo, fuck you, bitch. Tom Cruise. More like Tom Fool.
Oh, it's incredible.
Tom Foolery
named.
In the studio. What you doing to me, bro? You suck. Your rhymes are weak.
You don't mean that.
You're fucking shit.
It's still head.
This is Ro Daddy.
Yeah. Yes. Ro Daddy on the beat.
Sensational.
Tom Cruise, you got
Cheesecake.
Our, what'd you think of that?
Well, certainly backtracking a little bit, but I don't know how Christopher Walken has an Oscar and Tom Cruise doesn't after that performance. I know that it's not germane at all to the Academy Awards to be a rapper, but well, I don't know. I don't know. Hustle and Flow did fairly well. 8 Mile. Have some impressions. Yeah.
8 Mile, I love that one, because that's the one where they show that the white guys really do the best rap, right?
Something like that. Sure.
Hello!
Yo, go in.
If you don't mind, I'd like to rap here. My name is Chris Martin.
Can I just say this is a bad beat? This is a bad beat.
Holy shit, Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay. You're my favorite British band. Except I don't really like Britain because I don't know where it is or what it is. I've never heard of it.
Excuse me.
It's not near Kentucky.
It's not near Kentucky. Who the hell is this man?
That's Tom Cruise. You love him. From Mission Impossible.
From Mission Impossible.
There you go.
From the Mission Impossible.
The one and only.
This is Chris Martin. I've been waiting to come on this show a long time. I like to rap. I like to fucking push. I like to smoke a kush. Here I go. My name is Chris Martin and I'm a Spartan. I don't fight the Persians, I fight the Martians.
You Spartan.
I go to space like a sci-fi thriller. And they gonna call me a big killer, cause I'm not Ted Cruz nor Tom Cruise. I'm the new Zodiac, you know. And I'm gonna make him snooze, cause you know earlier when he talked about his nap, he was standing here awake. Hell, that's a bunch of crap, Chris Martin. I'm in Coldplay. Some boys say homophobic slurs like that, so hey, I don't like Kanye. I've made a really bad song with him. It's called Homecoming. Man, he's just frontin'. I make better music in my sleep like Gwyneth Paltrow. Hey, hey, hey. You probably think this is the outro, but I like to make rock albums. You don't have to talk about my socks on the albums. Hey, hey, hey.
Go
Look,
in.
Viva La Vida, I like to eat the pita. I like Hunger Games, but my favorite horse, the cheetah. Mike looks like a leopard. My favorite rock music is Def Leppard. The drummer has one arm. I got insurance, I like to order from State Farm. Hey, but I'm a libertarian. I only get my food if it's all vegetarian. I'm also gluten-free. You'll never hear me. I am across the sea from the UK, unlike Tom Cruise. Hey, he only had a few brews before he came to the studio. My favorite planet, hey, it's Pluto. I know what you think, that shit's a planet. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Janet Jackson, she don't got her clothes at the Super Bowl. My favorite rodent is not the mole, it's the vole. Hey, Jack is an internet troll. Joel Wasserman is the namesake of this show.
What?
For the dogs, you know. All he wanted was
my
opportunity.
My word.
Oh, Joe. Joe, sometimes amazing things happen and they're lost to the void, you know?
What do you mean?
Is recorded and I will keep it forever.
Yeah, good luck making it through this 4-hour long iTunes file.
Oh, I will.
Just so, trust me, I will. Let the record show, just occurred at our third hour and 57 minutes. Is that where we're at?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Started at 11.
Yeah, we started at 11 on
good God
on May 18th, and now it is, or sorry, on May 17th, and now it's 1:57 a.m. on May 18th.
Joe, we've been here for 2 days.
Feel old yet?
Feel old yet? I do.
Good.
I'm gonna sign up for my AARP card like right now.
What does that stand for?
It stands for.
It didn't say anything. He just spelled it out. The word ARP.
Yeah.
You're off your game, Fox.
Well, no. It is an anagram. It's a
cheesecake.
No, it's a sentence. Just like, please. Hey, anyone really pretzels? That's what it stands for. No one said these old people made any sense.
Also.
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Sensational.
Sensational. Cheesecake.
I watched that entire interview the other day just because I was so into it.
Dude, the whole cheesecake bit is quite good.
I just wanted to cheesecake. I just wanted to build up.
Wait, Joe,
a couple more.
Sensational.
Wait. I just have it on button right now.
Sensational. Cheesecake.
I thought I loved that vine just from hearing it.
No, the whole.
And then the first time I saw it, what the fuck?
What?
No, we have to turn that off.
Is that the air?
Yeah.
I'm gonna turn that off.
Yeah, dude. Then the first time I saw.
You're off your game, Fox.
Futures say that. I think it changed my whole life. I'm off my game, Fox.
That feels so good, though.
It's so intoxicating that line. Just his laugh is amazing.
Sensational. Cheesecake.
Future's the goat.
Indeed.
Cheesecake. Sensational.
Oi, I'll be right back. I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
That's you, Mr. Cruz.
It's me, Tom Cruise.
I'm still wondering, Mr. Cruz, where Dwight McPhee and Leonard Carmichael and Miss Piggy are.
Oh, I don't know who any of those people are.
Okay.
I don't know a single.
You're
one.
Off your game, Fox.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom Cruise. It's been a pleasure.
Maybe
thank you,
Mr. she'll Cruise. Come back in a minute.
Thanks, Yoda. We're looking forward to it.
Miss Piggy.
All right, Miss Piggy, Yoda, we've had enough. All right? Go.